Hello everyone, Julian here. Welcome to the next episode of the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. Today we have really amazing sounding guitars. I mean, as always, but we have something special in this week's weekly guitar meeting. We will review the guitar of Anna Vidovic with Anna Vidovic at the end of this video. So stick around with me until the end of the video, and let's start with the first guitar. The first guitar of this week is made by the Italian guitar luthier Marco Ligioi. This guitar has a spruce top, a beautiful rosette which is showing the universe and the Milky Way. I like it. And we have Indian rosewood back and sides. Let's see how it sounds. Wow, what a well-balanced guitar. The balance of this guitar is really, really good. Very even and very compact sound. Beautiful color. Wow, this guitar has really very nice colors, and the trebles react also very well to what you're playing. Wow, very nice sounding guitar and also very easy to play. Let's move to the next guitar. This guitar is one of my favorite guitars because of the very powerful sound and the long sustain. It's made by the Australian guitar luthier Kim Lisarak, and this guitar is from 2017. It has the number 292. Yes, and we have, as you can see, a cedar top and tsirikot back and sides. And this guitar has a lattice braced top. As usual, a lot of Australian guitars are very heavy, and this one is also very heavy, and that's also one of the reasons why this guitar has such a long sustain and a very good tone projection. Let's see how it sounds. I really love it. It sounds so round. It's like a piano, but of course with the characteristics of a guitar, because you cannot do vibratos, for example, on piano. And this guitar, as I said, the sustain is very good and it's very powerful, and you don't have to try a lot to get a good sound of this guitar. As you can hear, you can also create a lot of colors by just moving the position of your hand very, very little and very short. I'm very impressed by this guitar, but I'm not surprised because I expected such a great sound, very powerful, a lot of sustain, a long sustain, a lot of sustain, a long sustain, nochmal. And yeah, this is a 2017 Kim Lisserac number 292. This guitar is made by the German guitar luthier Annette Stephanie. This is brand new from 2022, and this is a traditionally built guitar, so we have a 7 fan bracing here on the top, and we have a cedar top, as you can see, and we have Madagascar rosewood backhand sides, and this guitar has a 64 centimeter scale. Let's see how it sounds. Very well balanced, and also the tone color is very warm and smooth. also a very easy guitar to play, I think, because of the neck shape and of course because of the shorter scale. And yeah, it feels really good in the hands. Very nice. So let's move to the last guitar of this week, made by Michael Cadiz. And this guitar I will review with my dear colleague Jonathan. Yeah, Jonathan.
Hello everybody.
Genau, du musst dann genau lauter reden. As promised, once again I have the pleasure that my dear colleague Maestro Jonathan joins me. Jonathan, thanks for being here.
Okay, it's thanks enough. For having me.
I think
me.
Two times it's enough.
Okay,
maybe. Times. Exactly, very good.
Then we had like five times.
Five times, yeah. Okay.
Thank now, you for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. And so, again, a very special guitar. But please tell me something about this guitar.
This is a guitar by Michael Cadiz. He's an American-born guitar maker who lives in Graz in Austria.
Mm-hmm.
And this is his Torres/Romanios model. Basically, this guitar is inspired by the traditional sound of Antonio de Torres. And aesthetically, as you can see, it is heavily influenced by the José Romanios guitar.
Romanios.
It has a 7-fan bracing system. This is a traditional built guitar. Beautiful, beautiful spruce soundboard.
Exactly, this looks very
Indian
fine.
Indian rosewood back and sides. Again, nowadays guitar makers are building very, very high quality of, or let's say very, very high standard of craftsmanship.
But of course we are also very selective with the guitars which we represent at Zika's Guitars. And should I play some notes on it?
Go ahead, please.
Joy to play this guitar, really.
This is a great, great traditional sounding guitar.
Exactly. And the tone is very sweet, very traditional, but the guitar responds very well.
Yeah.
So I don't have any issues.
It responds very quick. Right?
Exactly, very quick. It's directly there.
Yeah. Crisp. Very, you know, it's crunchy, you know, the basses are very punchy and direct sounding.
Exactly, but still not harsh. It's very easy to listen.
Yes.
To listen to the sound.
Why don't you play something more? I want to hear whatever.
Whatever, okay. Cut. Oh my God.
you show our audience the singing trebles? I think it's worth showing.
Sure.
The color is so beautiful, and you will see it by yourself if you play this. Mm-hmm. It reacts so fast and so good to your playing. You can create a lot of,
and the tone is very pleasant to the ear.
Exactly. Would you play some notes on it?
Sure.
Thank you. You know, what I also noticed is it sounds very, very detailed. Every tone is very clear.
Yeah.
And if you play different chords, you can really hear every interval and every note.
The clarity of the trebles remind me of José Romano's guitar. It's crystal clear, you know. It's I would say detailed. The overtone is complex, you know. It's very beautiful, natural, and it's brilliant.
Exactly. So this isn't the end of this video, because we have a very special review of Ana Vidović's guitar with Ana Vidović, who visited us last week and recorded an mind-blowing concert, which will be published very soon. We will let you know, but let's move to that guitar. Hi everybody, Julian here. I have the pleasure to have Ana Vidović with us at Zikas Guitars, and today we want to talk about this special instrument, because I know that there is a story behind this instrument, and I've watched a lot of videos of you, and you always played on Jimmy Bradgate guitar.
I do, yes.
Yeah, so yeah, maybe you can tell us.
Yeah, obviously, yes. It's my favorite instrument that I've played for many, many years. I think 10 to 12 years since I discovered it. Okay. When I heard a friend of mine had a Redgate, and he was playing, and I asked him, can I try it?
Mm-hmm.
So he said, yeah, of course. So there's something very special, the connection that we have with the instrument. It's a very personal, individual, a connection, and I felt it. It was, as soon as I, you know,
from the first chord.
Yeah, from the first chord, I just felt something special, and I think that's what I was looking for, because for me, the guitar is not just about, you know, perfect sound, perfect. It's more to it, and I have to connect with the instrument. I have to feel the sound. I have to feel everything. You know. So, and it, since then, I never changed. I always played the guitar, you know.
Okay.
And it, so, of course, I changed, you know, different guitars, but the same maker, but Jim is always very innovative. So he's always doing new things.
Okay.
And when he does something new, he, you know, I try it. And so I love working with him. And for me also, it's not just about the guitar, but also connection with the maker.
Okay,
you know,
exactly.
Jim is a wonderful person and we have a good connection. So it's everything, you know, and I'm happy with it. So
yeah, it's very interesting because I know a lot of famous guitarists. And in every concert, I see a different guitar when they are playing, you know, and it's very nice for me personally to see a player is playing for so many years on one guitar. And this is, as Anna said, a special connection between you and the instrument.
Yeah, it's just a connection. And also the guitar is an instrument that is always opening up. It's always working.
Exactly.
It's always changing. And it's also, you are changing with it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's both. It's a beautiful feeling, you know, when you kind of, you grow together.
Yes.
So.
And what do you like exactly about the sound of Jim Redgate?
I like the variety of sounds. I like that it can be very, very powerful. You know, we need that, especially because the concert halls are getting larger. You know, we're playing in larger halls. There's more seats. And people need to hear the guitar. You know, guitar is a soft instrument, so
yes.
we need to have a guitar that projects very well. So
we want to avoid microphones and amplification for classical guitar.
The best sound is the natural sound.
Exactly.
If the hall is very big, of course you have to use amplification.
Mm-hmm.
But with today's technology, it sounds very natural.
Yeah.
So I love the power. I love the projection. I also like, there's something about, it's very like, the sound is very, you know, it has this special...
Very punchy,
and
direct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
On the other hand, it can be very warm, it's soothing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and very, when you want to play something that's warm, very soft, it has that too. So you have the variety, but also the warmth, it's amazing that it has both, you know, the warmth and the projection. So that's what I like, because I like to have, you know, a lot of dynamic ranges in the,
mm-hmm.
you know, the pieces and... So I appreciate that, and I can explore, you know, different sounds.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And by the way, this is Anna's personal guitar, and would you like to play some notes and chords on it? Such a, so for me this is a definition of a modern guitar, because it sounds very smooth. It's very direct and bright, but
mm-hmm.
it's somehow the trebles are covered with smoothness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I
yeah.
can, you understand
exactly.
me. So
mm-hmm. Would you like to play?
Oh, if I'm allowed, thank you. Colors are so beautiful. I mean, I just played five chords and I already know why you stick to this guitar.
You know, it's nice for me to hear.
Ah, from this side.
It's beautiful. Yeah, it sounds very in your hands. Yeah.
Thank you. Amazing sounding guitar. So, Thanks that I was allowed to play this beautiful instrument. We hope you enjoyed the guitar review of Anna Vidovic. It was a pleasure to play her guitar.
Lucky you.
Yeah, it is what it is. And so please leave a like and subscribe to our channel if you didn't do that already. And as always, let us know in the comments what you think about the guitars. And see you next week. Bye.
Bye.